Jim, the race for the new mayor of Glenorchy is heating up, and sure please is. Now welcome to the show the acting mayor of Glenorchy, Bec Thomas. Bec, welcome.
Thank you, guys. Good morning.
Thank you for coming on, Bec. We haven't had you on the show before. We haven't met before. It's nice. Lovely to finally meet you.
Great to meet you too.
And can I say, Bec, as well done in your coordination. Now, I know radio obviously an audio medium, but Bec, you've done well with the colours here. Now, obviously, you're going for a beautiful orange. Mm. You've got the orange jacket. You've got the Bec Thomas Vote One shirt on. And orange lipstick that yes. I've just managed as well.
Yes.
Is it hard to come by orange lipstick?
It was a little, and it's even harder at the moment because you can't do testers because of COVID.
Oh,
so
of course.
You've got to take your best guess and hope for the best. Buy a couple, which is what I had to do.
Can you hold your hand up? Have you got orange? You do too.
I've just
noticed the orange nails.
I might be colourblind because I thought it was red. Glad you said it, Nath, not me. Look, we've had Christy Johnson, the former mayor, on many times on this show, friend of the show. How important is it, I guess, that she's thrown her weight behind you and supporting you to be the mayor?
Yeah, look, it's really, I'm really grateful for Christy's support. Christy was a much-loved mayor and a very popular mayor, and she really brought our city back to life over the last few years. So I'm really grateful for her support.
Now, you know, Glenorchy City Alderman, January 2018 is when it started. Then 2020, elected as a deputy mayor as well. Obviously, the acting mayor at the moment. Why do you want to be the mayor of Glenorchy? Why should people be voting one for Bec Thomas?
Well, I grew up in Glenorchy. I've spent all 37 years of my life living in our wonderful city of Glenorchy, and I just love the place and the people of Glenorchy. I'm really passionate about making it the best that it can be. We have such great opportunities ahead of us. I say that we, you know, growing up in Glenorchy, we weren't an aspirational city. We were sort of known as the poor cousin of Hobart, and now we're becoming the cool cousin with all the stuff we've got in the pipeline. We've got $1.9 billion worth of development in the pipeline.
Wow.
Huge projects ahead over the next 10 years, and it's just such an exciting time to be part of it, and I just want to continue on the great platform that we've set over the last few years.
Do you have a vision for Glenorchy and where you want to see it? If you were to take over being the mayor of Glenorchy, where do you want to see it during your tenure?
Yeah, we have we've recently endorsed our Greater Glenorchy Plan, which sets out the vision for Glenorchy that we want to achieve by 2040. So we've got really quite a clear vision for our three precinct areas of Moona, Glenorchy and Claremont. So making Moona, you know, it's really sort of an arts and culture hub. Mm-hmm. Glenorchy's our business service area and service hub, and Claremont's has a really nice village green sort of sense about it. So we've got a vision, and I'm really committed to continuing to deliver on that.
Can I just say, Nathan, I don't have a vote. We don't live in your area, but producer Grace does. She's making notes out there. She's like, interesting.
Yeah, she goes, okay, we'll consider.
Can I ask you, I think you went to, Nathan and I were there as well, to the North Market in Moona.
Yes.
Last weekend. How important, I guess, are things like that for the community?
Yeah, they're really important. That was one of our Showcase Moona events. So we had quite a number of events through June, really trying to activate Moona laneways and spaces in Moona, and you'll see some of the great artwork that's popping up around the place. So really important. I think one of the things we learned through COVID was that people love the opportunity to connect, and having that taken away from us really was really difficult. And now that we've got it back, luckily, unlike our friends in Melbourne. So
yeah.
So we're really lucky. People are relishing those opportunities. The week before, we had the reintroduction of the Collinsvale market, and there were over 1,500 people through the gate there in the first hour. So people just love those sorts of opportunities. Really important for our community.
Absolutely. Now, Bec, this is a hard-hitting question. Now, obviously, as Jimmy just said, we're not voting. Unfortunately, we're not voting. One thing that we do need from you is a commitment to the show, because obviously Christy, heavily committed to the show. We love Glenorchy. We love getting out to Moona. We love getting out to Claremont, all those places. We love it over there. And for us to continue to do so, we need the backing of the mayor of Glenorchy. We had that from Christy and from other municipalities as well. We have the backing of the mayors. If you want to be the mayor of Glenorchy, can you give us your backing?
Absolutely. I love coming in here, guys, and I'd love to have you out to Glenorchy to host a show from our city.
Any time.
Would you like tickets to North Melbourne?
So how it works with the ballots is they get sent out in the mail, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't have to vote,
no.
Which blows my mind. Like, because you want to, I guess, if you live in that area, you have the power to, I guess, influence who's going to be leading that area.
Most definitely. I encourage everyone to vote in this election. My line is, if you don't don't vote, you can't complain. And everyone likes to complain,
nice.
Right? So
yes.
If you want to say, if you want to come to me with your issues and problems and ideas and want me to take them forward, you need to vote.
Okay, well, it's all happening. 22nd of June is when it'll start. And now the final creed, Beck Thomas.
Nathan, we could break into letterboxes.
Oh, we could. Well,
no, that's illegal.
No, we can't do that. Repeat after me, Beck Thomas. I, Beck Thomas.
I, Beck Thomas.
The acting mayor of Glenorchy.
The acting mayor
Did
of
you
Glenorchy.
Actually write something?
No, it's, I'm pretending to hold a bit of paper. Hereby pledge allegiance to the Jimmy and Nath show.
Hereby pledge allegiance to the Jimmy and Nath show.
And I love them so much.
You don't have to say that last bit.
I love them so much. Oh,
she said it. She said it. Okay.
We'd love for you to be the next mayor. You got our backing.
Thank you.
Thank you for backing us.
Well
done, Beck. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
best
for
of luck
me.
With the race.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.